Penguin Audio presents The Kid, written and read by Sapphire. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians 13:13. Book 1, I'm 9. Where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to never was there. And where you are is no good unless you can get away from it. Flannery O'Connor, Wise Blood. Chapter 1. Wake up, little man. Rita's voice is coming under the covers at me. It's warm under the covers, smell good like Rita and clean like sheets. I curl up tighter, squeeze my eyes shut, and go back to sleep. In the dream, it's Mommy's birthday party, and she's holding me in her arms, kissing me and dancing with me. Our house is smelling like lasagna, wine, and people, mostly girls, sweating in perfume. One girl is smoking weed. Everyone is laughing. Mommy puts me down and goes to open her presents. She's sitting in the blue armchair under the light. All the people have presents in their hands and are holding them out to her. A lady who looks nice, but when she smiles, all her teeth is black, is holding out a pretty present tied with a gold ribbon. No, 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 I want to say. But no words come out my mouth, and Mommy takes the box. And I want to stay asleep, even though I know it's a bomb and I'm not dreaming anymore. And if I was dreaming, the bomb would be exploding now. And now that it's too late, my voice would be loud. Abdul! Somebody is shaking my shoulder. Rita. I squeeze my eyes shut, because when I open them, when I stick my head out from under the covers, my mother will be dead and...